Philippians chapter 1 and verse 10. Paul's prayer for the believers at Philippi. And we've reached this point of verse 10. His prayer is that these saints may be blameless. But let us get the context here. Verse 9. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best, and may be pure and blameless, and so on. You see, the blameless doesn't arise out of a clear blue sky. There's a chain of events, there's a chain of doctrine, there's a chain of principle here. Love, abounding more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. This leading to the ability to discern, and to discern what is best. And then this leading to purity, no contamination, no mixture, leading up to blameless. What does this word mean? What does Paul want for these believers? What does he want for me? What should I want for myself? Brother and sister, what should you want for yourself? Blameless. The idea is no offense, no stumbling, no tripping up, no blundering about, no hurt, no cause of stumbling or hurt or offense. For myself, that I don't offend, that I don't stumble, and that I don't cause others to stumble. Now surely it must be obvious I'm not preaching this because I've attained to it. But if you wait for a preacher who is blameless and pure in the fullest sense, you will never hear a preacher. For we're all sinners. But this is Paul's aim and desire for these Philippian believers, and surely for himself too, and surely for me, and surely for you, brother and sister, that before God, and before the other believers, and before the world, we may live as inoffensive, no offense, no stumbling and tripping up, no causing of offense, no leading others to stumble. Now, these are very, very high, infinitely high standards. But God is calling us to this holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Indeed, the apostle goes on, until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness and so on. Oh yes, he's leading up ever higher, but here no cause of stumbling, no offense or tripping up, blameless. I think it's very important for us to see this chain of events, this chain of doctrine, this chain of principle here. You see, today, in many pulpits, in many churches, from many teachers, really, the motive for this kind of holiness and spirituality is fear. Yes, I mean it, fear. Men preach law. They preach rule. They preach conformity. And there is this element of fear about it. But what is the apostolic way? What is the gospel way? What is Paul's way here? What is the new covenant way? There is no doubt about it. Love is the root here. And this is my prayer, that your love, not that your fear, that your love may abound more and more. Love for God, love for Christ, love for the Spirit, love for the Word of God, love for all to do with God, love to do with all to do with the people of God, loving the people of God, loving sinners. The motive, the principle, the root is love. This leads on to knowledge. This leads on to depth of insight. This leads on to the ability to discern and discern what is best. This leads on to purity and blamelessness. This leads on and on to the glory in the day of Christ Jesus. This is Paul's motive. This is a new covenant motive. This is Christ's method. A new commandment I give you. that you love one another. If a man love me, he will keep my commandments. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Love is the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. Here are two distinct methods. I believe many Christians are laboring under the sense of fear and not out of love for God by the Spirit through Christ. Indeed, some Reformed teachers dismiss what I'm saying to you as fuzzy, sentimental, gush, woolly, misty, vague, and all those kinds of words. No, 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 not at all. You can see the apostolic way here. I won't labor it. It stands out clear enough on its own. Love is the root here, which leads to the rest. I say again, though, who has attained to this? I don't pretend to. But is it your desire, my brother, my sister? Is it your aim? Is it your prayer? Do you want to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ? Do you want to live a life that causes no offense and no cause of stumbling? And how about the positive? Not only not offending, but positively doing good. Not only not causing any to stumble, but actually leading them and pointing them to Christ. Love produces all this. I'm not talking of an academic debate, a chess game, a theological ding-dong. This is a reality, and it's a day-to-day reality. The love of God in me, shed abroad by the Holy Spirit, the new heart, the law of Christ written in my heart. These are the promises of the new covenant, and God by His Spirit leads us through love to all these ends, and today, blamelessness. Listen to Philip Doddridge. Do not I love thee, O my Lord? Behold my heart and see. And cast each hated idol down that dares to rival thee. Do not I love thee from my soul? Then let me nothing love. Dead be my heart to every joy when Jesus cannot move. Is not thy name melodious still to mine attentive ear? Do not I in thy word delight, the Saviour's voice to hear? Hast thou a lamb in all thy flock I would disdain to feed? Hast thou a foe before whose face I'd fear thy cause to plead? Thou knowest I love thee, dearest Lord, but oh, I long to soar far from the sphere of mortal joys and learn to love thee more. That is what I draw from this prayer of Paul. He wants me to be blameless. So I don't just aim to be blameless. I want to be. But oh, that my heart might all be taken up with Christ. If my heart loves Christ, loves God in Christ by the Spirit, and loves all to do with God and all His people, and loves sinners for Christ's sake, then all these things will follow on, that I might grow in that grace and in the knowledge and likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my brother and sister, love is the chief thing. All these things shall be added unto you if you love God from a pure spirit. May God give us that grace. May this prayer be answered for us today, that from love all these other fruits may flow. This is the fruit of the Spirit, love and all the rest. Tag on together. May God give us this grace to the glory of His name. This is the way to witness. This is the way to show to the world what being a true believer is. May we live to the glory of God today, blameless, blameless. Amen.